Premier Racing today at Queanbeyan with a fine and a good three. John Scorse is there today. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. A beautiful day here in the nation's capital. I'm just 30 minutes from Queanbeyan, but I'm sure it's going to be a nice day there as well, Sean. We're backing up from yesterday's meeting at Gundagai. We got a couple of bob off them yesterday, so we might play it up again here. A seven-race card. A couple of short-price favourites, Sean, but look, I'm pretty confident we can get a couple today, mate.
All right. Now, the first Panat, six Battle Scar, five Barefoot Babe, 270, two Seduction, 350. One Knotted, 420. Four All-Time Mischief, 550. Three French Giggle, 850. And seven Sparkling Glow, $41.
Yeah, good little race for Field of Six, Sean. They'll really fly in this. There's a couple of real speeds. Look, I went 5-2-1-4. I like the way it's going, Barefoot Babe. This last couple of efforts have been really solid. And interesting to see them ride it off the pace the other day at Goulburn beyond Mirror Steaker. Look, that's a pretty strong form line race, that one of 57. This is the class one. And, look, you know, it's in nicely at the weight. So, look, I don't know whether it would try and lead or sit. There's a few that will go quick, but I'm pretty confident it'll be hard to beat whatever way it shakes up. So, look, obviously Seduction was really good in his last preparation, this fellow. Carly Frater Hill takes the claim. He's got a nice gait as well. Look, he'll be right there on top of them. Knotted brings a fair bit of class here to a class one handicap. He's gone around in much tougher grade than that. And he trialled brilliantly at Warwick Farm before he went to Hawkesbury. He didn't go at all there. There was a class two, but he weakened out of it. He was beaten nearly 9 lengths. He backed him up 8 days later, so that might bring him somewhere near his top from the inside gate and Paddy's claim. And three Happy Giggle, a French Giggle, should I say. This lightly raised 8-year-old Sean G showed some toe down at Wagga. And I thought his effort wasn't too bad there. He faded late in the piece over the 1,000, but they went 1,000 miles an hour. His run was pretty good. So a pretty interesting race. 5-2-1-3 the first.
Now back to Queanbeyan today. Race two, the Joe Cleary Maiden. And here we've got five, I'm a Pocket Rocket, six Hagic, and nine, I'll Call You Out. One, it's Academic, 195. Three, you know that, 310. Two, Waipakoa is $7.50. Four, Usainly, 850 with seven, Sang Real. Then 8, Assyrian, 26, and 10, my mate Nick, 126.
Hey, you would have thought Joey'd have one ready to go here, Sean.
Yeah. You're letting the side down, Joe.
But, look, he'll be there large as life as usual. 1372, got to go with his Academic, Sean. It's well found in the market, obviously, but its runs have all been good. Only the four starts, the three placings, and the only tumbles out of a place. Bled up there, unfortunately, at Canterbury, and that was behind Wyanka. So, yeah, look, he was scratched from Canberra on Friday to be saved with this. His first up run was very, very good down at Maria. So it all leads to him being the one to beat. You know that. I wouldn't take this too lightly. Its trial was good. Of course, beyond Single Gaze, and then its debut effort was really good in a 12.80 beyond Honour the One. So another one that was scratched on Friday to be saved with this is drawn out away from the fence. Paul Fakuri, now located down here, based down at Canberra. Got a nice team of horses.
And a good strike rate too, John.
Yeah, look, you got to respect him anywhere he goes. He's turned a few heads since he's been in the nation's capital. Look, Sang Real, this is a much improved effort last time at Canberra on the Athen beyond DeMagic. Now, we saw what he'd come out and won again yesterday, DeMagic. So the inside gate, Paddy will only claim one on this. So we'll carry 54, but it'll still run pretty quick with 54 on its back. And this horse of Mick Miladinovich's, Joafakawa. I'm presuming that might be somewhere near it, but he can come up with a name for these horses. I've got it next best. 1372, Sean.
All right. Now, the next event, we've got a full field in the third. Two Salesmen is 215. One Force of Magic, 320. Four Celtic Diamond, 850, along with seven the A-Rod. Three Miss Bourbon Bar, 10. Six Hello China, 12. And five Gone Fishing, 21.
Yeah, look, I went with the top weight here. It was a real day for the number one. He 1-2-4-7 for me. Force of Magic. He won his only star here. He's always been a pretty talented horse. I think probably took him a while to get going this preparation. He'd been in a few races that didn't really suit him, but I thought his last effort beyond Halberd was strong enough to give him a good chance again against these. So with the experience on the track, Sean, and at the trip, I'm going to go with him. Look, obviously, Salesman, he's going really well. He beat him home last time there at Goulburn beyond Hal Bird, and he'll shape up well again here with the claim for Chelsea McPhailen. She won a maiden on him at Wagga going back a while, but look, he'll shape up well here. Obviously, 4 Celtic Diamond was pretty good at Hawkesbury, much tougher race there, beyond Perpetual Motion and the like. It's got some solid form around it, and particularly look, getting its first try at the mile today at Queanbeyan. And 7 the A-Rod backs up from Canberra on Friday there for Frankie Cleary. Only won 1:27, but gee, he's been consistent. A couple of those placings have been really good efforts, so I wouldn't take him too lightly right down in the weight today. So I made it 1, 2, 4, and 7, Sean.
Righto, race 4, we got a full field. Now, 8 Oakwood Lady, 3:20, 6 singled out is 3:30, 4 Mossy Girl, 7, 1 Bond of Faith, 9:50, 2 Hersegova, 12, 9 Kentucky Data, 14, then 3 Hollywood Nell at 16 with 11 Lavington Star, 10 Annie Prue, 17, 5 Our Brown Eyed Gal, 18, and 7 Dripping Carrots, 34.
Yeah, gee, I like $12 about Hefty Dovka here. 2, 6, 8, and 4 for me, Sean. I found this a very, very difficult race. But Hefty Dovka, she's very good on a home track, and I thought a couple of spaces between the last couple of runs, but the Narendra run was good. The run beyond Art of Excellence, I know she was right down the track, but look, she did a fair bit of work in the run there, and she likes the 1460 here. She's 1-2 at the trip, so I thought with Chelsea McFarlane's claim, she's got a great chance here from the ninth gate. Look, 6 lines up okay with a chance here again, singled out. She's a little bit of a hard bear to catch, as the record suggests. She's got 3 wins and 11 placings, but Paddy's claim gets her in nicely in this greater race for 56. Always seems to get back and find traffic, this mare, but if she can have an uninterrupted run, she'd be in the finish here for sure. Look, Oakwood Lady's probably got the better form than all of these, but it's a real query at the trip for mine. It hasn't won past 1,200 metres, and I think it only gets to 1,200 just myself. So I couldn't go near it at those odds, but it's certainly got a class edge here. And a Mossy Girl first up for Joey Cleary. It's only lightly raced, and if she's ready to go, she could be a chance here to spite the gate. Found it very difficult for the first leg of the quaddie. 2, 6, 8, 4, Sean.
Righto, 2 Cherokee Warrior comes out of the 5th. Now 6 Marley at Shadows, 4:20. 3 Uncle Jerry is $5. 7 Polyphemus is 6 even. Number 5 Mucka, 6:50 with 9 Ariake Fire. 11 Fire and Flood, 9:50. 1 That's Freedom is 10. 10 Biscuit, $12. 8 Destiny Hasselhoff, 23. And then 4 Cafe Terrace, 12 Smoke Alarm, both 26.
Yeah, Sean, this is a very tough race indeed. I'm with That's Freedom. I think you said $10, didn't you, about in the market?
I'll just double-check
that. The topic, what price is he? $10.09 or $10?
Yeah, $10, just for you.
I think he's got a great chance. 1, 5, 6, 7 for me. Look, he's track stats day at all, and he's particularly at the 1460. He's never missed a place in 7 tries. He's got 3 wins at the trip and 4 placings. Some of those placings, he's gone under in pretty close finishes, so... Look, I think he profiles well here, third up from a spell. I know he's got 62, but we've seen him carry big weights all through his career. So that gate he can really utilise, and they're very important at the 1460 start as well, Sean. So I'm happy enough to go with him. Look, Mucka, through the jockey, didn't it, last time at Goulburn? It's 28 days between its last run now, but that last effort at Goulburn was pretty good behind backless. Overall form is strong. It was only lightly raced, so... I'd give it a good chance from gate 2 here. 6 Smiling at Shadows. He's never far off the mark, this horse. And with Paddy's claim, he gets in on the limit. And a nice gate. You can get into the clear somewhere. He'd be in the finish. And this horse intrigues me, Polyphemus. Look, he can just scratch the last run. He's a big striding horse. I don't really know whether Queanbeyan would be his cup of tea, but if the race is running at a reasonable tempo and he gets back, I like the gate for him. I don't think he's any good drawn inside them. He's drawn out away from the fence, so if the speed's on and he gets the lead into it, he can be right in the finish. It's a headache, this race, the most open of the day. 1, 5, 6, 7, Sean.
Right, here we go to the next, which is race 6, Punat 2, Sabuska, and number 8, Rivet Up, Red Nut. Now, here, favourite number 1, Harriet Stewart, it's short, $1.65. 7, Katie's in charge, $3.45. Paradiso Girl at 7. Then go to 9, Claridale Lass, and 12, Keanu Queen, both 17. Number 3, Mr. Buffini, 26. 6, Mel B, 26. 4, Supreme Gigi, and 11, Confess and Avoid, 51. And then 14, Young Snookums, 10, Pond Coin, and 13, Black Double O, about 101.
Yeah, I think there's only 2 hopes here, Sean, myself. 1, 7, 9, 5. It looks, if they started drawing a gate, Harriet's Jewel would be even shorter than the $1.50. Its trial was very good behind Mucka. Its debut effort was good. It's in really good hands. It worked. couldn't get on the track there at down at Maruya, but its effort was really good. It never stopped trying. Foxtel and DeMagic, his name comes up again, DeMagic. Look, 5 weeks between runs. He took it home and patched it up, Nugget Wheatley, and it's only got to get over or get to somewhere, and it'll be too good for these. Look, obviously, out of the trials, Katie's in charge. Now, this is the charge forward, Billy Mel Harrison. She's got a nice team of horses, and this was pretty good at the trials at Goulburn. It's got a nice inside gate, and it can utilise it. If it behaves itself, it's going to be right in the finish. I thought Cloverdale Lass would be some chance here from the inside gate. She's a speedy little thing, and if she can get the right type of run here, she can run well. And obviously, the other one, Paradiso Girl for Nick Olive, scratched it yesterday from Gundagai, drew wide, but it showed a bit of pace a few times, and look, it wouldn't be without some claims. The last time we saw it here at Queanbeyan, it was placed, and the run before that was a beaten favourite, so it's not without some claims. I think it's between the 1 and the 7 myself. 1-7-9-5, Sean.
Rightio, the 7th event, and in this one we take out 13 Beer, we'll fix it. Now, 1 Tearaway Charlie, $1.70, 2-2 Avasa, $5. Number 6 Mateship at 6, then 11 Bashara is $10. 8 Mop the Floor, 11. 4 Coral Downs, 15. Number 10 Subcool, 23. 3 Breathing Fire, 41. And then 5 Grand Icon, 9 Asia, 12 Dasha, 7 Money Crazy, all 101.
Oh, it looks a special Tearaway Charlie. Sean, for me, 1, 2, 6 and 4 will make it the best. It was a good last preparation, a few of its runs. It gets the Queen in for the first time. It's got a nice inside gate. It was just a little bit too fresh the other day off that 33 days down at Nowra. It was all right the first furlong, but the further it went, the keener it got. And it just got away on that girl, I think, a little bit, Alana Skerritt down there at Nowra. But it'll be fitter for the run. Gets Richie Bensley in the good gate. And this is only an average bunch of horses. It's too good for them. I'll make it a special, clearly. Two of Vasa. This one was good winning its maiden at Datari. Brings different form lines here. Only one win from 12 has never been placed outside that. So it gets here off a 24-day break, should I say. Chelsea McFarlane with the claim, and Nick Mitchell down from Gosford with this. It should trail Tearaway Charlie everywhere it goes, and I don't really know whether it'll be good enough to get him down, but it looks the main danger. 6 Mateship's been pretty solid its last couple of runs. It was okay last time at Maruya. They tried it at the 10 furlongs prior to that. He'll run a reasonable race here, and 4 Coral Downs might put a bit of spice into the exotics, but they'll all be chasing the Tearaway Charlie here, Sean. 1 a special, 2, 6 and 4, mate.
All righty, just back to Paul Fakuri. He was at the Gold Coast, then he's at Toowoomba on the Darling Downs for a while, and he used to win the strike rate trainer of the year after year. Not a big team, but by gee, when they raced, they went well.
Yeah, well, he's continued on that since he's moved down here, Sean. The horses are racing really well, so look, keen to see how this has progressed, and it is coming back in distance, you know that, but you can't take him cheaply, can you?
No, definitely not. What's caught your eye, John?
Look, obviously the maidens look very hard to beat, Harriet's Jewel. Look, I thought good value about Hester Govkrin race 4. So we might be able to multi a few up. And Richie Bensley, nice and short in the jockey challenge. He's only got 4 rides. He could easily ride 3 winners at least. So mate, multi them all up and just rip into Tearaway Charlie. We'll get a bit of theirs early and we'll just go on straight onto the front foot back in, mate.
Good on you. That's what we want. That ring of confidence there, John. We'll look forward to hearing you through the day with the late mail.
I'll look forward to it as well, Sean. Good punting.
Thanks, John. John Scorse there at Queanbeyan today.